From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. If I had to name a handful of musicians who shook the 20th century, Fela Kuti would be somewhere near the top. This month, the first 9 albums from this legendary Nigerian musician are being reissued, and with the remastering, they sound just brilliant. I don't often play very long tracks on the show, but I can't think of a better way to spend the next 13 minutes. From his 1972 record, Chakara, this is the title track.
Thank you. bo ni shakara pade ba shato ma fino e o je lo je ki lo se epe o shakara o lo je ni to ba bo ni shakara pade ba shato ma fino e o je lo je ki lo se epe o shakara o lo je ni Baixa toma fino é o gelo inje que lá cheguei meu
Sacará
o lo genio
Sacará
o lo genio
Sacará
o lo genio
Sacará
o lo genio
Sacará o lo
genio Sacará o lo genio Sacará o lo I go nearly kill you, La Shakara. I go beat you, go be like you get accident, La Shakara. You don't know me, La Shakara. Wait, make I come out my dress, La Shakara. You see, enough you do nothing, La Shakara Loje. We get a song for them. We just sing them like this. We go say, Boy, ti mami ni To ba toko duro de mi yo Duro de mi ba shami Waje ba bala iya Ironi yo koleja Oje lo yo Kila shepe yo
Shakara o lo jeni
Shakara o lo jeni
Shakara o lo
Shakara o lo jeni
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 Shakara woman Tell her say my dear I like you She go say You like you who? Who you like? Come on Jare Look at this man Where you come from sir? I be me and you Not touch me, oh. Ah, you see, she won't do. Now Shakara, they call her Shakara Loji. We get a song for them. They sing them like this. We go say, Ojelo ya que la gente
Shakara o lo jeni
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 Thank you.
Fela Kuti from his 1972 album Shakara. Over the next 18 months, there are plans to reissue 45 Fela Kuti records. You can hear more Fela music on the All Songs Considered blog. Another African legend has an album out, Ali Farka Touré. The great Malian guitarist died in 2005. The last album he recorded before he died was with his friend and kora master Toumani Diabaté. The follow-up to their award-winning In the Heart of the Moon is another breathtaking disc. And because Ali Farka Touré knew he was very ill, he and Toumani Diabaté decided to make a record that looked back at Ali Farka Touré's past. That new record is called Ali and Toumani, and this song is called Samba Geladio.
Samba Geladio. Thank you.
Ali Farkature and Tumani Diabate from the record called Ali and Tumani. The song was called Samba Geladio. The new album by Shearwater is called The Golden Archipelago. It's a finely textured record. It's also a fairly dramatic record. Sometimes that drama unfolds in the lyrics, sometimes in Jonathan Myberg's ardent vocals, and other times it comes from the percussion. On this song, Castaways, it comes from everywhere.
Shut away all the darkened fields of forgotten worlds and civilian lives. Violence, though the changing gods, through the grind.
Shearwater, from their album The Golden Archipelago. There's a deluxe edition of this album that includes a 52-page book of drawings, photographs, maps, and art. Jonathan Myberg successfully put out a call for his fans through a website called Kickstarter to help finance the publishing of this book. Myberg calls it a dossier. All of this artwork adds to the beauty and the mystery of Shearwater's album, the latest in a series of really great records. And now to Alluvium. Alluvium is the windswept sound of musician Matthew Cooper. Until now, Alluvium albums were without words, without standard song structure, and without percussion. But the new record called Similes changes all that. Similes finds Matthew Cooper challenging himself as a musician and as a songwriter. And so you'll hear Matthew Cooper singing for the first time, and you'll hear some songs with verse and chorus. These turn out to be really powerful additions to Alluvium's hypnotic music. This song is called Leaves Eclipse the Light.
Thank you.
The music of Alluvium from the album Similes, and a song called Leaves Eclipse the Light. You can hear the entire album at npr.org/firstlisten through the 23rd of February. And if you missed it and don't want to miss future First Listens, follow us on Twitter by following All Songs, or on Facebook, look for the All Songs Considered page. And for the next few songs, I'm going to stay on this ambient path. And in fact, like Alluvium, these musicians are based in Portland, Oregon. Ethan Rose is a sound artist. He enjoys taking sounds of old instruments and treating them electronically. He's teamed up with the quiet and frail voice of Laura Gibson. Together, they've made an alluring and magical record. It's called Bridge Carols, and this song is called Glocken. Ethan Rose and Laura Gibson from a gentle and wonderful record called Bridge Carols. That song was called Glocken. I have one more tune that emphasizes soundscape over song form. The music of Richard Skelton combines haunting and sometimes straining mournful strings with recordings made on the hillsides, along the streams, and in the forests of northern England. Landings is the name of the Richard Skelton album, and it took him 4 years to make. And though you can take your time to admire the work that went into this record, your time's much better spent getting lost inside of it. This one's called Green Within's Brook. The sounds of Richard Skelton from a record called Landings. The entire record is just a gem. And now for something completely different. This is the best guitar-driven record I've heard in ages. The band is the Archie Bronson Outfit. They're a London-based band with a blown-out psychedelic sound. This is their third album, their first in almost 4 years. It's called Coconut. And before we play the Archie Bronson Outfit, just a quick reminder. We've announced most of our plans for South by Southwest. NPR Music will present live concerts from Spoon, Broken Bells, The Walkman, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Visqueen, Brooklyn Rider, Sleigh Bells, Surfer Blood, Local Natives, and G-Side. I'll be there with Stephen Thompson, Carrie Brownstein, and Robin Hilton to cover the Austin Music Festival with nightly podcasts, blog posts, photos, and videos. Follow us on Twitter at AllSongs. And now to the Archie Bronson Outfit and a song called Magnetic Warrior. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
There's time.